Chapter 1. I'd rather ignore honesty. In the quiet of an early morning, honesty finds me. It calls to me through a crack in my soul and invites the real me to come out wherever you are. Not the carefully edited edition of the me I am this year. No. Honesty wants to speak to the least tidy version of the woman I've become. The one I can't make look more alive with a few swipes of mascara and a little color on my lips. Honesty is a suitor with piercing vision who isn't swayed by pretending and positioning. I can try and make things appear better than they seem, but honesty will have none of it. So, I throw my hair in a messy bun and let my face stay splotchy. I don't suck in my stomach, or whiten my teeth, or spritz on some perfume. I simply emerge. I come out from behind all the efforts to carefully construct a more acceptable version of me, and I hesitantly extend my hand, uncertain how to greet honesty. I could be met with a slap or a hug, and I'm well aware it could go either way. I would never opt for the slap, except with me, that is probably the safer of the two options. I am an incredibly awkward hugger of the worst sort. I was once introduced to a well-known pastor I was extremely nervous to meet. He was a hefty, older man with a delightful soul who was determined to make me feel welcome. I should have felt honored, but as I saw him approaching, all the options of how to greet him danced in my brain, and I became increasingly freaked out with every step he took toward me. I stuck out my hand, he enveloped me in a bear hug, accidentally forcing my arm down in the worst possible location. Thankfully, he quickly backed away and instead placed his hands on my shoulders to say whatever he planned to say. Of course, I can't tell you what he said in the end, because 243 alarm bells were going off in my head about the awkward hug possibly resulting in me being banned from every church this side of Mississippi. Or the world. So, since hugs aren't usually my first choice, I didn't want to hug honesty. Actually, I've never wanted to fully embrace honesty at all. I'm much better at it today than ever before, but I hesitate, knowing just how dangerous this can be. As long as I suspect that honesty's intention is to expose me and hurt me, it will always feel like a dangerous thing.